How do I feel about Lennon being one day at SOB? Find out next on The Ticket Ticker. And on this 30-year anniversary of the death of John Lennon, I will let you know how I feel about it in one word.
Meh.
You want to talk about something? Talk about 50 Cent. Took 9 shots and he's still making hits. Tupac took 5 shots and still had time to team with Snoop to make 2 of America's Most Wanted. John Lennon, 1 shot, dead. How gangster is that? The only cool thing he did was turn that Yoko Ono chick sideways so he could make sweet love to her. Now that's gangster, baby. It's been 30 years. Get over it. Next year, I'm celebrating Old Dirty Bastard's death day. Baby, come on. Baby, come on. Baby, come on. This ticket is brought to you.
He's drunk.
This hour of the Hardline brought to you by Texas Land and Cattle.
I want to hear from you.
Me?
Yes, you.
He hates the Beatles. That's white person music.
No, it is. I wouldn't say that. I just, you know, I guess you're a product of your environment. And
right.
My parents didn't listen to the Beatles, and I guess I just didn't go out and seek that music. I don't think I would, because were they really that huge when I was growing up in the late 70s, early 80s, when I really cared about music?
Always they were huge.
I mean, you know, as I mean, some of the music is okay. I just don't go nuts over it. It's okay.
Yeah, the thing is, it's what they did. It's when they did it too. I mean, these guys.
Yeah, they're definitely a product of their time. But see, this is one of the things that fascinates me, because like when I was coming up, you had Beatlemania. You had something that we had not seen the likes of before, and it was initially it was almost mandatory that you jump on board with it. Yet at the same time, for the music aficionado such as me, I mean, I could tell that there was something going on there that was good and different and, you know, yeah,
it's
stuff that, you know.
The one thing I don't understand is that you're really kind of looked down upon if you don't freaking put the knee pads on for the Beatles.
Yeah, there is that.
You are. And I don't understand
that,
because
that.
If I ask you,
mm-hmm,
hey man, Cameo is awesome and I love it. You like Cameo? And you say,
I don't really know too much about it, and what I've heard, I don't.
But
know.
you're not ridiculed. Right. You know, you're not.
I love
ridiculed.
That you picked Cameo for this.
And it's. And I just want to bring it to my world, because
I
think it is.
We just got Beatbox Mike over there.
I think it is two different worlds. And I know we talk about this all the time, Bob, and you almost think I'm being funny or something, but I'm not. It's just that the Beatles weren't played in my home. So I have no idea what this stuff is.
Yeah,
you heard some
know,
of the mainstream stuff, but,
and
you know, my parents, when they wanted to sit back and relax, you're a little Bobby Womack and Earth, Wind, and Fire. But if you haven't heard about Earth, Wind, and Fire, you're not ridiculed like I am if I don't know anything about the Beatles. And I don't understand.
Well, that's wrong. You shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be that way. But the fact is, the Beatles were a worldwide phenomenon. You know, to us, they cut across everything. Now, in reality, that's obviously not the case.
Right. It wasn't
still,
everything.
But still, you know, that's the way we perceive them.
I contend I share many similarities with you. You in a...
Who's you?
Donovan.
Okay.
Because Donovan was in a household that lived in America that did not subscribe to American hot
fads.
And I did as well, but for largely footloose, religious, extreme reasons. We weren't rocking to the Beatles either.
Yeah, he burnt Strawberry Fields forever.
We would roll out the Bill Gaither Band or something. So I didn't.
And, but
my
think
pop
we were
culture
in,
knowledge.
My mother rolls
that
out now.
We were in another world also. I know you weren't rocking the Beatles, but you weren't rocking what we thought that everyone knew and everyone loved, because it was in our household, you know?
When these guys start talking about 70s music, I have a completely blank slate. I don't have any idea about disco or ABBA or anything.
I just
got nothing.
I just don't understand why you look down upon if you don't like them.
Well,
because
that's
if
wrong.
I say
and
I
we
don't like the Beatles, man.
I wouldn't compare it to
you're
people
dumb and stupid because you don't like. This is the greatest stuff ever. And I'm thinking,
well, I'd hate to know. I'd hate to know. I've never ever made you feel that way.
Maybe a little.
I think it's
bit,
more
but you
curiosity.
It was all good after that.
I think it's more curiosity that people live 2 miles from where you lived.
Maybe a little further.
Whatever. But they've seen Star Wars a million times, and everyone they know has seen Star Wars a million times, and yet you haven't. This is it's a social experiment that you can live. I mean, it's not like you grew up in England or in Scotland or in Japan. You grew up in Dallas.
All right, here's another hot sports opinion for you, Mike. Beatle opinion. I think that Beatlemania was bound to happen to someone. The nation was ready for it. There was going to be some sort of youth quake like that that surrounded a musical group that had a look, a style, and a feel. But what amazes me is that the group that that actually happened to had so much talent.
Happened to have a little staying power.
They happened to be geniuses as well as being able to strike at the right time.
I don't disagree with that.
Do you think they could have continued that? Just say Lennon didn't get assassinated. 80s, 90s. You think they could have kept up with it?
Well, Lennon was assassinated 10 years after they broke up.
Okay, so they broke up in the 70s. Yeah. Do you think they could have continued doing what they did, making groundbreaking music into the 70s and 80s?
They could have, yeah, if they spaced it out a little bit more. They had two or three more albums of greatness in them, I think.
I don't know. It's hard to say because things kind of went bad there between them all at the end, and that might have poisoned the water ultimately for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it was bad blood towards the end.
There were a lot of, you know, the world changed in very dramatic ways through their last years, and they all got off into different things, and they changed as people. There was sitar that came in and trips to India and whatnot, and you know, by that time they were all very, very wealthy. So, I don't know, I guess they just didn't need each other quite as bad as they did in the early years.
It does fascinate me, though, that 30 years later, it's still a lead on the national news. It's unbelievable. I guess I didn't realize how big it really is. Mm-hmm. You know, I was all here ready to make fun of it and do all this other stuff.
Your first ticker.
Okay, well, yeah, I did. But to hear the passion you guys have, it just makes me realize how huge the music was.
Well, I will tell you
the big influence that they had.
When this happened, I was working at the zoo, and I was kind of a newbie up there. You know, I was still very much in the mode of go in there, stay out of the way, keep your mouth shut and your eyes and ears open, and try to make all the friends you could. And
that's what we tell TC now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I was TC. And I was very curious to see how everybody was going to react to this the next day. And, man, it was about easily the most subdued that I ever saw that place. I mean, people were talking in very hushed voices. And you could tell that it was a very, very calamitous event in the life of everybody.
And to be realistic, when it's almost compared to the Tupac thing, when you see people crying and just,
you had that too.
It's like,
all right, is
really?
The Tupac thing as big as Elvis or Lennon
in the community? For sure.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
It's and like the Selena of the Hispanic.
Oh my God!
Community.
Yes, that's exactly what
that's
it is.
Well, that's said.
It is. It was absolutely huge, and I didn't understand the people crying and getting so emotional when they didn't even know the cat. I know you can identify with music, but I mean, I was tore up like, damn, you know, dude got shot and he's dead, but I wasn't going to go put flowers on a memorial or do all this other stuff.
Pour one out.
Well, I may have done that, but, you know, that's what we do. But no, I just don't understand that. And maybe I guess I just don't identify or have someone musically that just touches me like that. Maybe I'm cynical. I don't know. But we'll see. Maybe when Anita Baker dies or something. Maybe when Larry Blackman dies from Cameo. Maybe I'll cry.
Well, it's like,
I don't know.
It's like Bob, you...
Wait, the song started.
That's a word up if you don't know.
Oh, I don't,
Gordon.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Gordon.
Well, okay, like...
No, he meant for you to sing word up.
Like Bob, you're uncircumcised.
Really?
So what's your take on the Lennon assassination?
I look forward to this. I don't know. It's awesome.
Like, does it get talked about in the uncircumcised community? Is it?
What are you doing? Really? I mean, you know, we're going to keep doing it.
Keep doing what? The Lennon talk? I think it's important.
Yeah, okay. Every segment, let's do it again.
I want to wrap a pretty little bow on White Elephant Day. Now,
yeah,
I did tickers in the first album from 3 to 4.
And, of course, Wednesday was the 30th anniversary of the death of John Lennon.
Right.
And I think I made a little light of that death.
A little light.
Just a little bit, you know. And during my ticker, I said that, you know, his death wasn't gangster because, you know, 50 Cent took 9 shots. Tupac took 5. John Lennon couldn't take none. He took 4. So I said 1, but, you know.
Are reaction emails from your less than gentle handling of the anniversary of John Lennon's death?
Was it less than gentle?
Let me
horrible.
Cite part of the ticket bylaws. I think listeners don't always get the handbook in the mail, and they don't get to read some of the ticket bylaws. And I'm as guilty of this as anyone, but I think every person involved with the ticket or listening to the ticket falls prey occasionally to the ticket bylaw. And I'm not even sure how it's officially written, but it's to the effect of, I love everything you guys do, but, and then fill in the blank. When you said blank about blank,
right,
you went too far. And this really applies with, like, college football. Like, I love everything you guys do, but when you make fun of the Aggies, or when you make fun of Baylor, or when you make fun of, whatever it is, and you know, like I said, I fall for it, like, on occasion as well, where you're laughing and you're high-fiving your friends and you're calling them and telling them to tune in right now because they're making fun of blank. That's funny, but when it hits close to home, like the city you're from,
right,
or your favorite football player,
yes,
or whatever, then you've gone too far and it's time to fire off.
And, you know, when you try attempts at comedy, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't.
So are you suggesting this may not have been your finest performance? Like, you may have missed the mark? Or
No.
This was your finest
because
performance.
Because it's
okay.
Just, of course I don't. I wish the man didn't get shot 4 times and he's dead. Of course I don't. I'm not that bad of a human being. But I'm just trying to make a little light of the situation. That's all I was trying to do. And maybe it worked for some and maybe it didn't.
Sometimes 30 years is not enough time.
Oh, and that's why that was one of my whole points in it. 30 years, get over it. You know. But hey, that was just me. That's just me.
The get over attacked with a tragic death.
Because I think if someone else would maybe make a little fun of Tupac, he probably wouldn't find that as offensive because he doesn't care about Tupac. It's only because of his love of John Lennon. But I have a couple of emails right here, Bob. I want to read to you.
All right.
And I want to see, will this stop me from being disrespectful next year on the 31st anniversary?
All right.
Here we go. And the title of this email, Bob, is Not Cool, Man. Not cool.
So, subject line, not cool, man.
Not
cool, comma, man.
Right.
Okay, all right.
In light of your words about John Lennon in your opening ticker, I wanted to share my holiday plans with you. I'm going to dig up dead, dirty Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, dear.
Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, Tupac, Biggie Smalls, and your butt buddy, Michael Jackson, and I'm going to spray dirty diarrhea out of my, you know, onto their corpses twice. And then I'm going to number 1 on top of the number 2 out of my pee-pee.
Very strongly worded.
I'll make you a bong out of MJ's skull. How's that for some disrespect, you bee-beard-having son of a bitch?
Mm. Signed, Paul McCartney.
Wow. That, I'm really not sure how he feels about everything.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure either.
Perhaps you could elaborate.
And I'm sure he'd say that in person, too.
And you know what? I guess, too.
Think about all the time it would take to dig up all of those corpses.
That's a lot of work just to do that.
A lot of travel, and then you got
to. And I'm sure you'd have to go before you finish digging up all of them because you have to go to the different places.
And a lot of dietary preparation, too.
Yeah. They're not lined up next to each other. So
a lot
you might
of
have
timing
to
issues.
You have to go to California and Florida or something like that. And get them all together and then do all
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. So, well, I think he was against your joke.
I think so also. Now, here's the second email, and it's titled Lennon.
Okay.
Hello, Donovan. I heard your
so far so good.
Yeah, it's great. You know, kind of sounds like my mom. I heard your comment about how John Lennon wasn't gangster enough because he only took 1 bullet, etc. I felt it was in really poor taste and bad form. I don't know what point you were trying to make, if any, or if you thought you were being clever or funny. I'm not a big Lennon fan, but he was a huge talent and a prolific songwriter. Oh, you're not a fan at all. And respect for the dead is not asking too much. I wonder how many bullets you could take. I doubt you could take any.
This is a great challenge for the 1 o'clock hour.
How are the push-ups going? Have you reached 100 yet, or was that just more talk? And that's from David.
Ooh. Well, I think you stacked them improperly. The second one was far less volatile, don't you think? He's right. Just worried about your push-up challenge and your fitness, your ability to take a bullet. Those are all reasonable right. questions.
Really? Are they really? So you just walk up to anyone and say, man, I wonder how many bullets you can take.
Do you, you're not suggesting he is considering assassination of you.
I don't know. I'm surely not going to drive downtown in a convertible. I tell you that now much.
All right, well, everyone needs
that's not happening.
Oh, so presidential assassination.
Human oh, now that's
what
funny too, huh?
About. What? What are you talking about? Just say I'm telling you what I'm not going to do.
Okay. I don't know that we're helping the peaceful discourse here today. I'd like to see us improve upon next segment.
I'm just saying, look, it was an attempt at comedy. And whether you found it funny or not, that's subjective.
Look,
I'm with that.
Look, I'm not going to support.
But I didn't mean
I'm not going to support your performance. I will say this.
Why
though.
Not, dude?
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not ripping you. I'm just saying.
Come on, Bob. Hand in hand.
You probably won't catch me doing that ticker, right?
Sure.
Okay, it's not really how I roll. However, in fairness to you, it is funny how the comedy barometer is very subjective on topics.
Right.
Such as some people might find Tupac death humor to be an extremely
very funny.
Funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Or presidential or Payne Stewart humor as Corby never enjoyed. Like Corby. That was one step too far for him.
And out of all
everyone has their limitations, but
and out of all the things said on White Elephant Day, this is what got the meter rolling. I just don't understand that. I thought that was it maybe wasn't the funniest thing you've ever heard.
No, it was.
I just want
right
to say.
There.
It was for me, too.
On the cleverness meter, you got to give me a little bit on that, dude. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but.
Doesn't sound like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there
no.
you go.